We got some Errol cats in the house. Shelly, I'm impressed. I mean, we got Audie in here. She probably gave up practice time.
Yes,
just to be here with this dude. Welcome, Shelly. Nice to have you, and nice to have the Errol cats in the house. Wait a minute. Let's get to business first. Who brought the check in from their employer?
Oh, I did.
No, you did. Well, let's hear about it, because we'll take that right off their hands.
I work for Hopkinsville Elevator Company in Hopkinsville, and they're very supportive of their employees and their kids, and so they gave a $100 donation for the Errol cats, the whole sports this year.
Do you know Dr. Ben Westerfield over there?
I do. Yeah. I work with Ben.
He's a handful.
Yes, sir, he is.
He is a handful. Ben and the whole crew. So a Hopkinsville Elevator with a $100 donation. Thank you. Sir. Yay! We got a big long list. Audie, I got two pages now. I'm on my second page on the spreadsheet of people giving, so it's great. We were talking off the air. You started shooting archery when you were how old? What grade?
Third grade. For 10 years, I've been shooting.
So third grade, and did you get involved right away with Errol cats with third grade?
Yes. It's a family tradition. My dad did it, and my sister did it.
So you had no choice.
Yes.
But obviously you enjoy it because you stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking that there's a lot of, I was trying to draw a similarity to archery to another sport, and we talked a little bit about golf and archery, that they're both very, I had a young man in here who plays in the golf team, it's a very mental game, and you were telling me that about archery too, that you how do you even, is it just repetition and practice, or is there certain mental exercises you do to get ready before a competition, or how does that work, Audie?
Yes, it's all of it is pretty much mental. It's about 80% mental and about 20% physical. That's always what our coaches told us. And we just kind of stuck with it. And if you don't have the mindset for it, then you don't have the concentration for it. And
that
you
would
just
be
lose
me.
Focus.
Yeah, that would be totally, it would not be good. So, and you've been shooting since third grade and senior this year.
I am a senior, yes.
Now, will you do anything with the archery after you graduate high school? What are your thoughts there?
I don't know this year because COVID has hit, so yeah. All the scholarships have been pushed back, so we'll just have to see.
Now, Shelly, you told me you're coordinator?
Yes, sir.
What the heck does that mean? That sounds like a lot of work to me.
The coordinator pretty much runs the whole program.
Okay.
I book all of our tournaments, away tournaments. I make sure everybody that wants to shoot at our home tournament, I make sure that they have a place to shoot. And I work with the coaches. I work with our booster club. I just make sure everybody's on the same page. And just try to make sure it runs smooth because it's a lot of work do this program.
Because, it goes up through high school, but you're starting in third grade. That's a lot that's a lot of people.
Yes, sir. We do four days a week practices, elementary practice. Mondays and Wednesdays, our middle school and high school practice on Tuesday and Thursdays.
Well, now, silly question, but how has COVID affected what's going on with the Errol cats? Because I know everybody's having to do things a different way right now.
Yes, sir. We are still in the process of NASP is the one that's over the archery program. So I'm constantly checking the NASP website, and they're constantly updating practices this year. The season's going to start a little bit later, hopefully, not too much later than normal. We're looking at the first week of November, hopefully, to start. But I think it's going to be rough because we can't have the amount of kids in the building that we normally have, so we're going to have to split kids. And I mean, it may be they practice one day a week starting out until we get our final team cut.
So, but before COVID, I mean, when you had you could bring a lot of people in more practice.
We could have, easily 30 kids in there at a time practicing at one time. That's a lot.
That is a lot. And like everything else, it's changing. So you just have stay up to date. And Audie, has it been, you talk about a mental game, this whole deal with COVID, does that mess with you at all? Or do you think you're training to be such a good archer that you're just like, you know what, I'm going to deal with it?
I mean, it's a little upsetting because we didn't get to have our state nationals last year. So that was my big year to shine for my senior year. But it'll be okay. I'll learn to work around it.
Very good. Now, if somebody has a young person in there thinking, you know, I would like my child to have an experience with the Errol cats, what advice could you give to a young person who would maybe be thinking about this, Audie? What advice would you give them now for them to implement when they're young so that they could be another Audie when they're a senior?
I would probably tell them that they have to love what they're doing. They have to have the mindset for it. They have to have the passion and the drive to do it. Because it is a very long season. It starts in October. Usually it doesn't end until like June. Wow. So it's a very lengthy process, and you have to have just dedication. Be positive, and that's all I got to tell.
What is your routine, your practice routine? I mean, when you're preparing and you're getting ready for the season, you're in season, or is it different out of season as opposed to being in season?
Well, during the summer, you usually practice at home because the building's not open. It doesn't open until school starts or so that. And so when we're in the building, we usually talk in a small group with each other to get each other motivated. And then we shoot, just like a tournament. So we shoot 10 to 15 meters. And then, but like if you're at home, some kids don't get that. So some kids don't even practice at all. So that's a lot harder on us, and it damages our school scores.
Oh yeah, I would think so. Now, Shelly, let me ask, because I am ignorant when it comes to archery, but
okay.
I know you've got a building where the kids practice, but for a kid getting started, I mean, it's still there's an investment that has to be made. I'm assuming because they got to have a bow, and well, you know, what kind of needs do you have with the AeroCats program? And I think the average person like myself, I don't know if we realize. The amount of money invested for these kids to have this opportunity.
It's very expensive. A lot of our donations we've received in the past, we actually have bows at our building that we own to supply to kids to use for the season who can't afford to purchase a bow and the arrows, because that stuff is expensive. It is. I mean, a bow itself is about $150.
That was my question. Yeah, so about $150 for any kind of bow at all.
And it has to be a specific Genesis bow in order to shoot. It's the NASP rule that we have to have a certain one. So we try to use Shipley's here in Katy's to get all of our supplies and stuff from, because they are local. But the targets, the faces, all that stuff, I mean, without donations, we can't run.
I'm no genius, but I'm thinking you can only use a target so long.
That is correct. We use target faces at our building. We have foam up on the back, and so we constantly have to replace those paper faces, but those are expensive as well.
So fundraising just goes along with, I mean, you need support from the community to make it work.
Yes, sir. I mean, without the support of our community, ever since the program started, there's no way that this could even happen, because it is so much. I mean, it's like every other sport out there. I mean, it takes a lot to run the program. People don't understand. I mean, just like last year, we were able to purchase New Jersey shirts that we reuse every season. That was the first time probably since the program started that we had enough funding left over that we could buy new Jersey shirts, because the other ones were, I mean, they were the old style, and everybody's moving to a newer style, and so we were trying to get with the times. And I mean, that was a lot of chunk money, but, you know, without the sponsors, without, like, the concessions at all of our tournaments, that's how we always raise our money, and this year it's going to hurt.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Audie, how has being involved with archery, and you've been at it a while now, starting in third grade, you're a senior now, how has that impacted your life in a positive way?
Well, in a positive way, it's definitely kept me busy, put it that way, and it's kept me to understand different things. Like, it's not all about winning, it's not all about losing, it's about a team, it's about a family. You make friends along the way, and I've made many friends from different counties, different cities. I've been to like over 10 different world tournaments, so I've met places from Canada, from Wisconsin, everywhere.
What I understand about archers, though, it's a supportive community. Like, if you're up there for a big shot, they're like, miss it. I mean, you know, it's like, if you do well, they're excited for you. I mean, I know it's a competition, but it seems pretty supportive to me. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. I mean, we support other teams.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If somebody does well, because it's a lot of it, I think, is you competing against yourself. So, very good. Very good. Well, we got a lot of room out back here, Audie. We could one day we're to bring some targets. We'll get some targets out here, Shelly.
Okay.
And we'll just warn everybody at Subway to not be there. And wouldn't that be a hoot to see the staff shoot some?
I'd love to see that.
That would be That would be crazy. Thank you, ladies, for coming out. And thanks to Hopkinsville Elevator for the $100 donation. Thank you, Shelly, for all the work you do with these young people. Thank you, because you're making a difference. And I'm sure you get a lot out of it, too. But it is a lot of work.
It is. I mean, I have two kids that participate in the sport. So, and my husband, he's also a coach. So it's like a whole family thing. We're always there.
You're all in, no doubt.
Yes, sir.
Audie, best of luck in the future. Thanks for coming by and granting us some radio time here.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Go Arrowcats.